This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Elvis Presley's only child, dead at the age of 54. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, this happened hours ago. Lisa Marie Presley dies of cardiac arrest. 54 years old. What's really kind of shocking, I think, to a lot of people is that she just was seen on an award show, Golden Globe. She was there for the actor who portrayed her father, saw him win that award, was with her mother, was at a table where they were all sitting with Austin Butler. And some people were saying, well, she just didn't look that great when they saw her that day. And, you know, she's the mother of several children. Sadly, one of her sons took his life a couple of years ago. But, you know, Lisa Marie Presley was always, always in the public eye since the moment she was born, because she was Elvis's daughter. So she'd been rushed to the hospital earlier in the day. And she died at the hospital ultimately of cardiac arrest. She lived in Agoura Hills in California, and then again was taken to the hospital, and they couldn't apparently do anything more for her. So, like I mentioned, the fact in many people's minds is on Tuesday night, she was at the Golden Globe Awards, that she was there with her mother and at the table of Baz Luhrmann, who put the film together about Elvis, you know, her late father. I think that the shock of that, because she was always sought after, because she didn't see her necessarily a lot. So when she did media or talk to people, it became a big deal. You know, you would see where her comments were, that kind of thing. She was married to Michael Lockwood, Nicolas Cage, Michael Jackson. Some people forget that. Danny Kehoe, some people forget that as well. And her late son, in addition to her late son, she was the mother of actress Riley Kehoe, also Finley Aaron Love Lockett, Lockwood rather, and Harper Vivian Ann Lockwood too, as well. So really, again, just a shocker, and because she carried on in a different way the legacy of her father, Elvis Presley, really ran a lot of that estate along with her mother out of Memphis, and it's one of the most highly visited places in the United States when people come to visit from other countries, but also people in this country. So RIP to Lisa Marie Presley, sadly again dying of a heart attack. Big news, again, Mother Nature always taking center stage here on this show, because I feel for the people that go through the things that you go through when you're suddenly hit with a wicked blow from Mother Nature. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said on Thursday there have been 6 deaths following this severe weather outbreak, because it spawned two dozen tornadoes across the South, and 6 Alabamans lost their lives to the storm. You saw some of those funnel clouds, just absolutely frightening to watch the way they came in. The tornado, likely an EF2, could be an EF3, and there were tornadoes all over the place. Selma, widespread damage. Debris lifted into the air, as was described, to about 10,000, maybe even 15,000 feet. You know, people always wonder what that's like. And to me, when you have a twister on the ground for at least 50 miles, and it causes damage in 7 counties across the state, you know that it's going to take lives with it. You just know it. That freight train sound, the wind, the house shaking, the whole thing. Just downtown Selma, a wreck. And looking at it from the air, because I've seen some of the footage of it, roofs ripped off, just cars tumbled over, power lines pulled down. The same kind of destruction that I always describe when we're talking about these natural disasters. And you may have tornado watches that kick into effect, but it's so hard to escape that, right? And you get as ready as you can. I mean, Selma is a city that, give or take, 17,000 people. It's about 50 miles west of Montgomery. And people know Selma. They know Selma because of the 1965 Civil Rights March and the name and also of its proximity to Montgomery, etc. So, of course, you've got 140,000 customers in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, the Carolinas without power as of up to 10:30 or so on Thursday. And a lot of that is starting to come back on, but not certainly not all of it. And Alabama and Georgia especially both issue a state of emergency for parts of their state. That large swath is the thing that is so, so crazy. There were also injuries, none of them apparently life-threatening. That's the good news. The damage to the buildings, the county sheriff talked about that. You had streets and fields that were littered with the debris, the power lines that again, we often talk about. Siding that gets just ripped off of everything that's in its way, and it's noticeable. You know, I looked at Decatur, Alabama, and you see the damage there where everything's just toppled over because you're not surviving that wind. The trees, the buildings, all of that. Mississippi also got hit. Kentucky also got hit. All of this right before noon, by the way. Interstate 185. The trees there that came down along that interstate, they had to close some of that highway because it was that bad. Kentucky near Louisville, they got hit by it too as well. So here we are talking about California and the mudslides and the rain and this crazy atmospheric rivers that come back again and again and again and again. And now we go with the tornadoes that have happened in Alabama and Georgia, especially the storms that just rocked the South. This is Rocking Washington. What in the world is going on with classified documents? I don't get it. So Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden's classified documents because guess what? We know that more documents turned up. They're reviewing the handling of these classified documents, first found at the office space and then at Biden, the president's home, in Wilmington, Delaware. So the specifics of the sensitivity of the documents, we don't know. But listen, if it's classified and it's secret and it says it's secret, it's classified, I mean, that's, you know, what it is. So for all of the Democrats that went after Donald Trump and what happened ultimately leading to the big scene at Mar-a-Lago, they certainly have a little egg on their face with now this first and then second batch of secret documents that have been found that were part of Joe Biden's entourage. My, oh my. Just getting warmed up. Some important odds and ends next.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Odds and ends. One, if you're one of those people that no matter what, you don't like the three dreaded letters, that's the IRS, but you got to file your taxes, right? So the IRS announced January 23rd is the start date for tax filing season. So if you wanted to file them today, you can't. You got to wait a little bit longer. Yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's crazy because there are still people that are part of that group of people that are waiting for taxes to come back to them, money to come back to them, which I can't imagine. I think when you owe the government money, it is like something I've never seen. It's like they immediately hook a vacuum with the biggest suction they can possibly find, the most powerful vacuum, and poof, those funds are there in 2 seconds. But boy, when you want to get money back, including with my own crew at the mothership, I have one of my maestros who is waiting for a check to come his way, and how frustrating it's been. We've been talking about it for a year and a half, and I've given him advice on things to do, and he's so frustrated because he should be getting his money back. So the IRS, by the way, has added 5,000 new customer service reps who are trained in your rights and technical account management issues and that kind of stuff. So they're kind of chipping away at hundreds of thousands of unprocessed returns from last tax season. So you might be able to get somebody on the phone to ask about where is my refund, right? The filing deadline for 2022, we all know this, is April 18th. So people who owe pay April 18th. Because you're getting a little kick of a, because the 15th falls on a weekend, so there's a couple of extra days. You have Emancipation Day holiday at the District of Columbia. They celebrate it in the District of Columbia, so that gets pushed back onto to April 18th. And then anybody who wants to file an extension, you have until the 16th. So for all your money woes, there you go. Those are some hot dates for you. Just keep in your mind, remember in your mind that you do have extra days. All right, the fury of people just the other day who were part of the 10,000 who suffered those delays and even the cancellations, of course, which was awful. Now you've got more conversation about updated, outdated systems that had warnings. And I'm not shocked by that. There was warnings that something needed to be done. And how is that no money is put in that direction? So the Federal Aviation Administration's, it's called NOTAM, Notice to Air Missions, has been used. You want to hear this date? I want you all to hear this date. If you walk away with anything from this show, I hope more than just one thing, 1947, that's been in use. It used to be telephone-based. Then it switched over to the Internet. So it helps pilots receive details on any abnormal situations in airspace, which there could be a lot of them. Time, location, hazard, obstruction, service, whatever it is, you have to have NOTAM. And it is so antiquated. It is failing, they call it failing vintage hardware. They need $30 million to accelerate the development of a replacement system. That's what the FAA needs. So they had to halt all those domestic flights from within 2 hours on Wednesday morning. So it's, again, too little too late. So if they needed this upgrade for so long, how is this not on a front burner somewhere? How is it not something that is constantly talked about, addressed, when you realize the severity of that? I mean, lives are at stake, for God's sake. Are you kidding me with how many people that fly? So I'm going to give you the little bit that I've now uncovered myself and things that I've learned from other people and probably things that are being reported. When you keep asking, when I keep asking the big question mark, how is this possible? So the infrastructure bill, we've talked about that ad nauseum on this show for good reasons, because what's in it, is it passing, what's necessary in it, all that stuff. So the infrastructure bill directed most of the FAA funding toward air traffic control towers, facilities, and airport infrastructure projects. You know, when you land somewhere and the airport's torn up, like that kind of stuff. Because air traffic control technology has struggled a little bit, right? They need funding. They need more funding. Delta, JetBlue, told the FAA they had developed their own backup processes after all these breakdowns in the system. And why? Because safety. So then you have the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, who says, well, safety is our first priority. We have to ensure flight safety. And that was the reason for the ground stop, because of the affected systems. They had to be checked and they had to be restored. But does that make you feel comfortable when you realize, oh, that's right, 1947, we started the whole NOTAM thing, and this is your grandpa's NOTAM network and your great-grandfather's NOTAM network, and you're flying on it. And why it wasn't completely rehauled, I have no idea. So this is what also is strange. The system's next update, if all of this hadn't happened, the system's next update isn't expected to be completed for years. The last significant adjustment happened a decade ago. And that doesn't mean it wasn't fixed. Adjustment, people. You are flying on an adjusted pilot notification system. Yikes. That does not comfort me. As someone who's had to fly a lot, that doesn't comfort me in any way whatsoever. Just absolutely insanity. Sometimes I feel like there is just a three-ring circus that is constantly moving around our heads. We look to the right, we look to the left, we look in front of us, and who knows what wacky thing we're going to see. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was an antiquated system. Yeah. Yeah, gosh. That's what happened, especially transportation. For goodness sake, people are screaming about bridges. What about what's going on in the air? And now we're aware of it, right? Okay, inflation. Want some good news? Inflation slowed to 6.5%, which sounds, I don't know, does that sound high? Well, it's down a little bit, 0.1% in December. And that's the biggest drop since April of 2020. It doesn't count food and energy, because that's a little bit higher. We know that. How much are you paying for your eggs, right? Did you go and get the chickens yet? But the easing in inflation came from that drop that we saw in gas prices, which now are lower as a year-over-year basis. So that's why that happened. And the Consumer Price Index measures the cost of baskets of goods and services. And so that whole thing taken together made it lower, pulled it down a little bit. So that's not a bad thing, but it doesn't include food and energy. And food and energy is all over the map, right? That's up, 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 up. But the gasoline sliding, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Used cars and other vehicles, by the way, also a big, important driver of inflation. They were off 2.5% for the month, but they're down 8.8% year over year. That helps. Medical services, 0.1% drop for two straight months. I'm not going to give you a bunch of gobbledygook numbers, but inflation is sort of moderating. If it keeps going in this direction, then that's pretty good news. Dozen eggs, still not cheap, right? But the gas going down, some of the other things that have happened have been helpful in pulling that number down, and it'd be great to continue to head in the direction that it looks like we're headed in, instead of fanning the flames of recession, because none of us want to fall into a recession. I don't. I know you don't. I've heard from many of you on that. And speaking of hearing from many of you on that, we're going to go to our mailbag segment in our second hour. Cindy, Mike, and Jerry all were complaining to me about the price of food. And even Cindy said, Kate, it is so much easier to eat junk food because it's cheaper than everything else. I hear you. Our pal Joanne Butler next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents following his tenure as vice president. Robert Herr is taking on the role. Garland, on Herr's credentials.
I signed an order appointing Robert Herr a special counsel. As U.S. Attorney, He supervised some of the department's more important national security, public corruption, and other high-profile matters.
Lisa Marie Presley's condition is unknown after reportedly suffering cardiac arrest. The daughter of Elvis Presley attended the Golden Globe Awards on Tuesday, where Austin Butler won Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 217 points to 34,190. The S&P 500 climbed up by 13 points to 39.83. The Nasdaq gained 69 points, 11.1. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now it's 2023. It's here. Yay, finally. And we're all looking for easy ways to stick to our health and wellness resolutions. Definitely. I know I'm in that department. Who better to join us right now with the scoop than lifestyle editor Joanne Butler. Joanne, happy new year, first of all.
Kate, happy, happy new year to you.
And it's true. We make these resolutions, but then how do we stick to them? And I know you've got some easy ways to stick to the health and wellness resolutions that we've set. What are they?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about doing little things to make it easier. You know, I know one of my resolutions this year is to be better about drinking water. Sounds so simple, but it's so hard to do sometimes. It's so important to stay hydrated. In fact, the average person should be drinking about half their body weight in ounces to really be hydrated. And most people aren't. Most people walk around dehydrated. And of course, taking your vitamins is also crucial. Again, a lot of people don't do it because they don't remember, or it's just, you know, it's hard to do. So something that I'm loving that make it easier, it helps you do both of these things at once, is called Voost, V-O-O-S-T. It's a new vitamin brand that just helps you, you know, upgrade your water with a vitamin boost, literally. And they have this whole range of different boosts for all of your wellness needs, like a vitamin C and a hydrate, multivitamins and zinc. And how it works, you just drop a tablet in water, you let it dissolve, and you drink it up. So it's just making, you know, taking your vitamins and staying hydrated super, super easy. It's yummy, too. It tastes good. They have all these different flavors. And each tablet has zero sugar and just 10 calories, so that's good, too. I just love it. Just convenient, portable. You get them right online or in store for about $8 to $12.
Ooh, great bargain there. What else do you have for us?
Yeah. Well, of course, sleep is so, so key. It's important for everything. You know, it affects your mood. It affects your brain function, your energy levels. Of course, how you look and just how you feel and how you perform. You should really be getting like 6 to 8 hours a night. And it's important to create, you know, a good sleep environment so you can fall asleep and then stay asleep. And we know that one of the most common sleep disruptors is sleeping in the heat. And a lot of people don't realize it's a year-round problem, you know, not just in the summer months, but in the winter too, because that's when you're cranking your heat up. So a lot of people will, you know, crack their window open a bit, and that's good to get some cool air, and it does help you sleep. Another thing to consider, a lot of people don't realize, is, you know, consider upgrading your mattress. Something I'm loving is Serta Arctic Sleep System. It's a whole line that they have that just creates cooler, more comfortable sleep, and they actually use cooling technology to pull heat away from your body. So just helps you all night get this cooling relief sleep, and you really need to experience it to feel it. It's just amazing, just for the ultimate night's sleep. And they have a whole line. They have pillows and sheets, but the mattress is really a game changer. And just go online to Serta.com for more about that.
Oh, that sounds so good. It's so interesting that you bring that up, because that's the problem we have in our house. You know how it heats and cools no matter where you live in different areas of your house. And the hottest room is our master bedroom, and it's awful.
Yeah, because heat rises, and usually, right, is your bedroom upstairs?
Yeah.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
And they don't think about it in the winter because they just think, oh, in the summer I have to. But no, it's like, especially in the winter, you know, and your heat's cranking. Yeah, I know. Yep. It really, really affects it. So.
Yep, so that's a good thing to look at. Serta definitely will be looking into that for sure. Joanne Butler, as always, helpful, wonderful. Thank you.
Kate, thank you. Happy New Year.
You too.
I think of one of the things, of all the things she said, she's so right about the sleeping thing. You see those commercials where they're talking about, you know, your body and the temperature when you sleep, the things you didn't think about before. I hate to be hot. I don't know about the rest of you. I don't care. I like hot weather, but I can't sleep. She's right. You can't sleep in the heat. And it's weird. A lot of you are listening in some of those areas where it's really, really super cold. And when you've got that heat cranked up and you're just roasting. I mean, it's the worst, I think. And it's funny because you talked about the water thing, and constantly that's what you hear, right? Water, 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 water. But so hard to drink all that water. And then to think to drink half your body weight in ounces. I want all of you to figure that out. Can you drink your body? How much do you weigh? And then think of the ounces. And do you really think you could drink that in a day? Wow. But she's right about water. She's absolutely 100% right. I mean, how many times in the 16 years we've done this show have we had anybody on? Famous people, not famous, interesting people, whatever, and we're talking about anything related to health. And water is consistently the thing that comes up because people really struggle with that, really struggle with water. And that's something that I significantly worked on because I realized, man, you start to go down that soda road too much, you get so dehydrated. And coffee, I love coffee, and I'm never giving up my coffee, but I definitely pepper it in with lots and lots of water. I don't know about the ounces of my body weight. that's like a different ball game altogether. I don't know very many people that would be able to claim that they have done that. So I talked about eggs. Remember I was talking about the prices of food. That's the thing that all of you complain about. That's the thing that I'll get sometimes emails about, like, I went to the store and it's just ridiculous. This can't be real. Is this real? And I was looking at the prices of various eggs. All eggs are not created equal. So most eggs are falling anywhere from like $4 all the way up to seven something. Imagine for a dozen eggs, you are paying $7.61. Are you kidding me? And part of this is also because there's a nationwide shortage of eggs. right? Where you just used to take that for granted, like eggs, are you kidding? Who's thinking about that? But they have this contagious virus that's been fatal to chickens. You had chickens that were trapped. There's been a lot of things that have happened that has affected these flocks of poultry that, you know, the laying hens. You got 44 million laying hens in the U.S. since this crazy virus outbreak. And then you start to do the math on that and the domestic supply. I'm just saying, I had eggs for dinner. I was at a diner, and I thought, you know what? They kept their prices relatively low, so we're all eating eggs here at this diner. And I'm thinking about going when I go to the store, what I'm paying, and it's high. It is not cheap, and I really honestly have a lot of people around me that got chickens, and I have a neighbor that will bring me eggs, and you don't refrigerate them, right? And that's the thing. So they've saved a ton. They have they have kids, they have a family, and the price of eggs was just clobbering them because it just kept going up, 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 and it was an easy thing that they felt like it was an easy thing that they could do, and they did it. Now their dog doesn't bother the hens. I don't know about Guinness. I don't know how Guinness would do with any kind of hens in my backyard. But yeah, you might be able to have the egg laying hens. It may solve the problem because I know it's a problem a lot of people are having. All right, I got to give you the payoff, sadly, on this whole floods thing with all these coastal California towns. They're like becoming islands. It's seriously that bad. When you're talking about San Luis Obispo, when you're talking about Santa Barbara, when you're talking about everywhere from Monterey down, Montecito, if you go further south, I mean, I can name off all the places. And now the fact is, truly, it's like weather whiplash. More of it is coming back in the direction of California. So it's far, far, far from over. So batten the hatches again. Fill the sandbags, but the sandbags don't always help when you're talking about the wall of water that so many towns are dealing with, and especially if they have any kind of creeks or any of that kind of any kind of water behind them. So now it's about when are the next storms going to hit? How long is it going to rain? They had a pair of mud flows that spilled into the 5 freeway, which the connector to 110 was closed. So for everybody else who hasn't been there, it's terrible. There aren't a lot of options in that area when it comes to finding other ways around, you know, roads being shut down. So more atmospheric rivers are going to arrive on Friday, maybe the earliest, but definitely going to hit on Saturday. It's going to continue into Monday, into Martin Luther King Jr. Day, where a lot of schools would be closed anyway. All schools would be closed. So the storm is going to be a little bit weaker, supposedly, than the one that just left, but it's still going to be an above-average winter storm. So gusts of wind in, for example, Santa Barbara counties and San Luis Obispo, they're talking about 40 to 50 mile-an-hour winds. Snow levels are expected to be around 6,000 feet. So the people in Los Angeles, needless to say, are really paying attention to, you know, when you see on your iPhone or your phone or you catch glimpses of what's happening weather-wise. Weather is the most popular thing to watch now because how much are they going to get hit with? What's going to happen with elevated and river and stream flows? What about the flood risk? What about the mud and rock issues on roads and in those steep terrain areas? Hazardous driving conditions because of gusty crosswinds. These are all now things that are constantly of big concern to the people in California. We got a cheap movie review next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cheap movie review. First one, 2023. So here's a couple of quick reviews. A Man Called Otto is less after realism than it is a modern day fable with shades of Scrooge and the Grinch. Wall Street Journal says, that was the Associated Press. Wall Street Journal says, there's laying it on thick, there's laying it on with a trowel, and there's laying it on like A Man Called Otto. Then there's this from the Washington Post. Working together for the first time since 2004, Finding Neverland's director Mark Forrester and company and Tom Hanks, the star of this movie, who is been described in Rotten Tomatoes form, which a lot of people look up Rotten Tomatoes and what they're saying about movies. Based on the comical and moving New York Times bestseller, A Man Called Otto, it tells the story of Otto Anderson, played by Tom Hanks, a grumpy widower whose only joy comes from criticism, meaning criticizing other people. So then there's the transformation. Is this a cute, clever movie? Is it a Hollywood trope, something that they throw to it, like, okay, we'll write this. This is formulaic and this will pay off. Tom Hanks, to me, is one of the greatest American actors. It's very hard to find someone in the U.S., perhaps maybe on the planet, who can say they don't enjoy something that he's done, something in his wide body of a career. And, I mean, it's big, right? He just was part of the movie Elvis, playing Elvis's manager. He did that brilliantly. And, you know, I could go on and on, from the Toy Story franchise to, I mean, how many movies has Tom Hanks made that have been wild, wild, wild successes throughout his entire career? Like I said, you may find movies that people don't like, but I think everyone can name at least one or two or three or however many Tom Hanks movies that they enjoyed, that they liked, that they talked about. And the latest was playing Tom Parker, the manager, the sole manager of Elvis Presley in Elvis, right? And I've liked him in, gosh, just about almost everything. Sheriff Woody, like I mentioned, in Toy Story. Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Chelsea Sullenberger in Sully. I thought he was just brilliant in that. I even liked him in the science fiction drama, The Circle. I thought he was excellent in that movie. Bridge of Spies, great in that movie. Like I said, I could go on and on about Tom Hanks. All right, so the new movie that he's starring in, A Man Called Otto, here's what that sounds like.
Don't you let that dog piss on my walkway.
He has no idea who's doing that.
Well, it was one of you.
Hey, Otto!
No. Don't you dare let that little rat dog piss on my walkway again.
Ignore him, Prince. He has no idea who's doing that.
Well, it was one of you. Get out of here.
You cannot use this road without a permit.
Have a nice day, sir.
You know, the other guys don't do this. The guys with the white trucks. How come it's always you brown guys? And I don't mean that racially.
I'm sorry you didn't get him here earlier.
The whole neighborhood is falling apart these days.
No, stop!
Oh, my God.
Give me the keys.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Otto.
Otto?
O-T-T-O.
I'm Abby. O-T-T-O.
Got some new neighbors.
Hi.
Edward husband.
I brought you some food.
Okay. Bye.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
Hi, Otto! Can you please give me your ride? I don't have a license.
You don't have a driver's license? How old are you?
Punch in and brake. Brake, the car is stopped. Don't hit the car. Brake.
I almost hit the car.
It's all right. It's a hybrid.
Well, it's all right.
How did you get in here?
No!
No, no, no. You are not taking over my bed.
I was wondering if you could help us out.
I'm not sure about this.
It's going to be very fun.
How was it?
You did a good job. You should pat yourself on the back.
I have a cat.
Do you think you have to do everything on your own? Guess what? No one can.
Trick?
Yeah!
Can I borrow a coin?
What did you do?
Hurry back to the corner!
It was all the clown's fault.
All right, so it's interesting. This movie, I think, will find an audience. It has, in some places, already been open a day or two. It's grossed $5.8 million in the U.S., $8.4 internationally. So do the math there. It's just brand new. It's opening a little wider, so more theaters across the U.S. Just a feel-good, family-ish movie that anybody could go and see. The Grumpy Old Man, living in suburban Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So sticking to rules and routines, and you heard some funny moments in the little piece that you just heard. His spouse dies, so that whole grief thing that you go through, his world turned upside down. Then the pain in the rear end, family that moves in across the street that warms his heart. So I like it. I'm going to say thumbs up for Tom Hanks. I'm sure my family will go and see it. Because sometimes, you know what, especially with a lot of the things that we watch, every once in a while it might be a little cornball-y. It was a great book. It's good to throw in, I think, those kinds of movies. And I already mentioned Tom Hanks. To me, anything he's in is usually quite good. So PG-13 is what it's rated. You'll spend a couple of hours, as always, when you go to the movies, sitting through this movie. But it might be money well spent. It might make you feel really good to have that happy ending when you walk out of the theater. Not a happy ending so far as family ties are concerned, but the book Spare, I've talked about a little bit, that was written by Prince Harry, his memoir. There was a lot of talk about it, and he has a brilliant ghostwriter that helped him do this, and they're just selling these books like nobody's business. It is a bestseller, flat out, just came out the other day. Nobody in the royal family is commenting on it because they were out and about and asked about it and had nothing to say about it. Kate Middleton and Prince William, King Charles, they are saying, you know, they don't know. Supposedly it's provocative and has a little dish in it about things that happened in the family. Of course, it's going to concern his wife, the Duchess Meghan, and some things that happen in treatment there. But if you're into that sort of thing, I was sent a copy of the book, so I'll be able to tell you more about it as I'll get kind of the Cliff Notes deal on it. But it is interesting, right? The title is perfect, and it talks about what's happened in his family life. So I guess it's getting the glimpse more into the family. There's something about that is intriguing to people in England. In the United States, I'd love to see all the numbers for how many books are being sold, and they are being sold because there's private family moments, intimate conversations, the consequences for the royals. Will they be staggering or not? The way the press is all over them, I would think it might be. It might be pretty cutting, in fact. So sparingly probably out in your local bookstore because they're flying off the shelf. On that note, thanks to all of you for joining me for this hour of the show anyway. Hats off to Alex Kay, always fine work on the technicals of this version of the show. It is 2023, so I'm going to stick with Make It Count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.